Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll meet the team behind Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans and several of the organizations they've helped. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
First observed in 1950, Armed Forces Day has become an annual opportunity for our nation to celebrate the service and sacrifices made by our more than 2 million women and men in uniform today. Today, with our service members making up less than 1% of our population, it can be easy to forget that those that wear the uniform live, work, and serve amongst us right here in Minnesota. This week, I invite you and all of my fellow Minnesotans to take the time to get to know your military. Please join me in celebrating the service of our troops this Armed Forces Day.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're going to meet the team behind Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans, and joining us today is one of the members of the Board of Directors, Hank Sadler. Hank, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
And you brought along with you Alex Bacham, who's the Grants Manager for Veterans for Veterans. And Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Gentlemen, we want to talk a little bit about Veterans for Veterans, and we're going to do that all throughout the show, because in the second segment, we're going to talk to Doug Hughes from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. The third segment, Tom McKenna from Every Third Saturday. And the last segment, Carol Reese from Vine Faith in Action. And all three of those are organizations that have benefited from the grants that Veterans for Veterans hand out. But Hank, I want to start with you. What's the mission of Veterans for Veterans?
Well, the mission Veterans for Veterans started off 10 years ago in grant making, mostly to help veterans or their survivors any way we can within the state of Minnesota.
And Alex, they had an interesting way of coming to life via the legislature and a sale of a piece of land. Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Veterans for Veterans was actually formed via a Minnesota state statute, and it was the funding, the corpus of the trust fund was received from the sale of Big Island out in Lake Minnetonka.
And so you started out with $5.7 million, and your mission is to award grants to improve the lives of Minnesota veterans and their families.
Exactly right. And in that 10-year time frame, by the end of this year, there'll be close to about $2 million in grants given while preserving that corpus.
And, of course, you help manage the funds at U.S. Bank.
We do what we can. We're happy to do it, and they're a real treat to work with.
Alex, I've heard the board say that they're thankful to have you around to help them with the process. And Hank, your board is made up of members from various veteran service organizations.
Yes, sir. We're the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the Purple Heart all have two representatives representing their organization at the board.
And your job is to evaluate requests, grant requests.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll after they come from the bank, Alex sends them in to us. We'll evaluate them.
You have a monthly board meeting where you discuss them.
Yes, sir. A monthly board. We'll discuss. It takes 100% approval by all board members before it would go back to the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs for his final approval.
So you work in cooperation with the Commissioner Shalito over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans
Affairs. Yes, sir.
Alex, can you tell us about the process if someone wanted to apply for a grant for something to help with your mission? And we'll get into what that is. But how's that work?
Yeah, so you can go out to mnv4v.org. That's the best place to start. You'll find my contact information out there. You'll also just take a little eligibility quiz, and from that it'll generate an application. Once you've completed that application, you send it in, and as Hank described, really what I'm doing is helping manage the process, and what the board's doing is really working on the content, right? So I don't have to be a subject matter expert, fortunately, because we've got eight of them, a couple of which have been former CVSOs. All of them are members of the veteran service organizations, and it's really a top-notch group in terms of their expertise in the community.
So eligibility, they have to be a 501c3?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we support organizations that work with veterans, and that's a function of how we were formed and via the statute. So grants to organizations that are helping folks.
And occasionally after you've submitted the grant, we're asked to show up at the board meeting and chat. I've done that a couple of times. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think one of the best parts for the board and oftentimes for the organizations is they get to come in and actually interact with the board, get to talk about their program, and then whether a grant is given, one of the great things that the board does is connect those organizations with both the commissioner's office as well as any sort of other agency that they think would be helpful to that organization. So even outside of the grant making, it's valuable to engage in that process.
We're speaking with Alex Bauckham and Hank Sadler about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans on Minnesota Military Radio. Hank, can you tell us about the focus areas that you have, the areas that you focus your grant making on so that you can keep within your mission?
Sure. And this is a big project because of the grants we get. But some of the areas we really look at closely is the end-of-life care, caregivers, mental health, veterans transportation is an important one. We support the VANS program, homeless veterans and shut-ins. And recreation, and those are some of the areas that we really look at, and outreach is another area that we look at in the grants.
And so you've been providing these grants for 10 years, and Alex has told us that you've preserved the original principal amount, and you've given out nearly $2 million in grants by the end of this year.
That's correct. That's correct.
You guys have been busy.
Yes, sir.
Do you enjoy that work on the board?
I love it. I love it.
Very good. And as I said, I've been out there and seen these gentlemen, and they care a lot, and they are very careful about where the grants go to. And as we said earlier today, we're going to have several organizations on the show during the second, third, fourth segment that have benefited from the grants that Veterans for Veterans are making. And Hank, how long have you been on the board now?
Almost the full 10 years I've been on there. Yeah.
And you look like you want to stick around for a while.
I would like to.
So some of those guys, like Commander Pancake's on the board, and we had him in here on the show a couple of times, and he was pounding on the desk. He was trying to get some money when he was the American Legion commander for the I think it was Phase 3 over at the Minnesota Veterans Home. And by golly, they got the money, and they got that done. So you've got some interesting people on that board.
Well, it's very gratifying to every one of those on the board are out. There's nothing personal about it to them. They want to outreach and get out to help people throughout the state of Minnesota. So we're really a tight-knit group.
A lot of past commanders, and they're active in their in the DAV or in American Legion, VFW, Purple Heart. So
yes,
you've got a pretty diverse group. And Alex, I know just from observation that you start that meeting over there, and one of the first things you do is a little financial report.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You kind of tell the guys how much money is available.
That is right. So, it's a delicate balance. You know, the guys are always focused on how much impact can we get today out of our grants, while making sure that there's enough there for future generations of veterans. So it is a little bit of a balancing act. We try to keep them focused on that, and keep them focused on the impact that they can have. And, really, it's a pretty amazing thing to watch how they get into these grants, and how a lot of the grants are used as a multiplier effect, and whether that's through matching or challenges or whatever method.
Thank you, Alex. Gentlemen, we're coming to the end of this first segment. Hank, I'm going to ask you to stay on as co-host for the rest of the show, but we're going to kick Alex out of here.
Okay.
Because we're going to bring in some guests, and our first guest is going to be Doug Hughes from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're talking today about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans, and my co-host for the show is Hank Sadler, who is on the board of directors of Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans, and also a member of the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans. And Hank, that was a pretty good discussion in the first segment about the mission of Veterans for Veterans and the focus areas.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay, and one of the areas we're going to talk about today, we're being joined by Doug Hughes, who is the Deputy Commissioner of Veterans Healthcare at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs since 2016, And in his role, he oversees operations for Minnesota's five state veterans home and healthcare divisions and a lot more. And those homes, of course, are located in Fergus Falls, Hastings, Laverne, Minneapolis, and Silver Bay. Doug, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me back, Tom.
Now, there's a lot going on over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and you've got a lot of homes and a lot of beds you have to supervise, don't you?
Well, we have quite a bit. We have the five locations. We've heard some rumblings about perhaps some more in the state, but we'll wait to see where that happens. We're more focused on the five homes that we currently have.
So it's kind of up to the legislature to decide if and when we add some beds and where.
That's correct. Yeah, you know, you fund, we'll run.
And you do a good job of that, and you've got a lot of great folks over there working on it. Now, I understand that dental care has been kind of an issue. Some veterans are eligible for it via the VA, some aren't, but there's some demand, and you were trying to do something to help with that.
That's correct. When I had a job with the federal VA running the community nursing home program, we noticed that there was a lack of dental care for veterans and other residents of those homes. And so when I became deputy commissioner and the senior director, Simone Hogan, and the medical director, Bruce Meyer, we noticed that we needed to step up and do something. So what we did was decide that we'll build it ourselves. We'll have our own dental clinic. So what we did was we went over to Walker Methodist, saw how they did it over there. Spoke to Dr. Schumann, who's from the University of Minnesota, and some of his staff. Then got some information together, wrote some grants that Simone Hogan did, and we received three very generous grants. One, the most generous, was from Delta Dental, which was for $100,000. We just received our second $50,000 check a short time ago. The second was for V4V, so thank you, Hank, and Dean, of course. That was $60,000. And then, DAV, which gave us $50,000. So thanks, Butch Whitehead.
So, Hank, you were involved in two-thirds of that because you're a member of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota who have this foundation. And, of course, the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans. Between those two organizations, $110,000.
Yes, sir. It was an easy spend for us on this. We really believe in this dental clinic coming on board at the Veterans Home, and something that's been needed in a long time, I think.
And you've told us that you award grants to improve the lives of Minnesota veterans and their families.
Yes.
And certainly if our old veterans are over there with a bad tooth or toothaches or something like that, they need some help, don't they?
Yes, sir. They sure do. And we're happy to see this go. And it'd be nice to see it if we could get it in all the veterans' homes, but I don't know about that.
We're speaking with Doug Hughes and Hank Sadler on Minnesota Military Radio. Doug, I imagine it took you a while to find these grants, and then you had to find a dentist to participate. Tell us about how you had put this together with the money.
Well, actually, as I tell everyone, it's really a good idea. And so, to tell you the truth, when you come up with a good idea that helps veterans, we get response. And that's what happened with those three organizations.
People step up.
They do. And we're very appreciative of that. The veterans deserve that. So we received the three grants, I'm going to say, only a few months after the application. And then from there, we had plans drawn up for the dental clinic, which will be located in Building 6. In addition to that, we're buying some equipment that will be served in Building 6 as well, in the dental clinic.
That's at the Minneapolis Veterans Home.
Correct. In the old Building 6, which has recently been vacated, the residents there went to that beautiful building, Building 22.
The Phase 3 that Commander Pancake was trying to raise that money for a few years ago.
That's right. If you have not seen Building 22, you will be impressed.
And we just did a show a month or so ago from the Adult Day Center out there, and that is what a facility, and a lot of veterans out there, too.
The Adult Day, we had a little bit of slow participation, but I just checked recently with interest, and according to Ann over there, interest has been increased since the show, so I have to thank Tom. I have to thank Military Radio Hour for that. So we're moving along in a lot of good directions.
that she does a great job, and it was delightful to be able to go out there and do a show from the Adult Day Center. And we got a little lunch out of the deal in exchange.
Where was I for that?
Well, I think you had another appointment that day okay. on the other side, and you had to work.
All right.
So how's the dental clinic coming?
Well, we hope the dental clinic would open in April. Unfortunately, when you dig into a 1911 building, you find some problems. So when they removed some of the wall, they found some leakage. We had to fix that leakage. It's being fixed right now. We received some other grants from the state to fix that part of the clinic. So we're hoping that on or about June 11th, we can open up the clinic. It'll be a two-chair clinic, all fully equipped with our partner, Elder Dental Care, which is owned and operated by Dr. Marcus Gustafson.
So it's just weeks away?
We're crossing our fingers, Tom. We're crossing our fingers.
And quickly, how many? Which veterans are eligible for care there?
In our facility, all residents will be eligible for care. We're trying to find some payer sources to make sure that we can have it sustainable, and we're using as little of our operational funds as possible. In addition to that, we're trying to get the veterans from the domiciliary program to come up there, but we're going to do everything in a step-by-step approach. I've also understood that elder care has been is now a choice provider for the federal VA, so we may be able to get some of the 100%ers and others who can't find a timely appointment over at the Minneapolis VA and see them over at the Veterans Home.
Good work, Doug. Just another aspect of what you do at the MDVA with some great partners.
Love it, Tom, every day.
Good to see you again, Doug. Hank, you get to touch all parts of the state, the Minneapolis Home. You're helping over there, and in a minute we're going to talk to Tom McKenna from Every Third Saturday and find out another organization that you've helped. We're talking with Hank Sadler and Doug Hughes on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans, and my co-host is Hank Sadler, who is on the board of Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans and also a big part of the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans. And Hank, that was a pretty good piece of work you did at the Minneapolis Veterans Home to help with that dental clinic.
It was really a pleasure. We see something that's coming on that is more than needed all the time, so we're really happy with it.
And you get to watch the results afterwards, don't
you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's got to be really gratifying.
It is.
All right, Hank, we're joined today or right now by Tom McKenna from Every Third Saturday. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Tom, can you tell our guests what is Every Third Saturday about?
Every Third Saturday is about filling gaps in current services, especially as it relates to homeless veterans, struggling veterans, and veterans who are struggling with PTSD.
Now, as I recall, when you were on the show last, you coordinate some of your activities with MACV and the Minneapolis VA and other folks that are trying to help with the homeless veterans issue, right?
Absolutely. Last thing we want to do is duplicate anything.
And do I recall, did you have a coffee shop or something that you had open?
We do. We have a coffee shop called Rick's Place. We're two blocks from the VA hospital in Minneapolis.
Well, the next time I get out to the VA, I'm going to have to find that place.
We'd love to have you.
Is it busy?
It is. It's a fun place. The community and veterans get together, and it's nice they can sit outside now that the weather is good. So
do you get some homeless veterans stop in for a cup of joe?
Absolutely. They play cribbage, it's good for them to connect with each other.
Okay, so your mission is to help the homeless veterans, and Rick's is just one of the things you use to do it. What else do you do?
Well, in addition to Rick's, run programs, one of them being Reboot Combat Recovery, which is designed for veterans and their spouses who have been suffering with PTSD and its effects within the home. We also run a program called Warrior's Path, where we help veterans identify where they are, where they want to go, and we help them and support them as they travel that path between those two.
And how long have you been at this, Tom?
Well, we've been around about 10 years in some form or fashion. The office is about a year and a half old now.
Did you ever have a dream 10 years ago that you'd be doing what you're doing now?
No way. Not even a twinkle in my eye.
But you're having fun.
I am. I'm having a lot of fun.
Good. Now, every third Saturday, how are you funded?
Well, we're funded through private donations. We're funded through some of the proceeds from RICS, and then, of course, grants from organizations like V4V.
And I understand you went to Veterans for Veterans, met Hank and the board directors out there, and asked them for some funds. Can you tell me how that process worked and how long did it take?
Well, it took a couple of months, and the process from the V4V end was very easy. The hard part was getting the proposal together, making sure that our mission aligned with their mission, and it was a great opportunity to present to a group of veterans who comprise the V4V board, who are just decades and decades of experience. It was a great process. And
Tom, you're trying to say those directors have been around for a while.
Well,
Hank, could you defend that?
I'm trying to be tactful, Tom.
Hank's saying, yes, we've been around for a while.
We've been here.
Hank, when you got the grant request from Every Third Saturday, looks to me like that fits your focus areas pretty well.
It was perfect. And we made a visit to his organizational home, and we're just totally impressed with everything that they're doing over there. And I understand it's growing quite a bit right now. But it was really a pleasure to meet with these folks that are running that and seeing how good they are.
Tom, well, how much did you ask for, and what were we going to use it for?
We asked for $20,000, which to us is a huge amount.
A lot of money.
Absolutely.
And what were you going to use that for?
Well, what we talked about and what was ultimately approved was it was considered a seed grant. We were young, and we needed funds to start to get some of our programs off the ground. And V4V came alongside us, and it's been great.
Hank, I think he was looking at you when he said we were young. That's okay. We won't go there and get him in trouble.
Take it personally.
No, don't do that. And you were successful, Tom.
Yes, ultimately we were successful, and the grant has provided numerous opportunities to fill gaps and help veterans in the Twin Cities, and it's just been fantastic.
Now, Hank, has Every Third Saturday been able to come back to you and report the progress they've made with that grant?
He sure has, and we will probably hear more from him throughout the years as we go by, but we're just pleased with everything he's been doing so far.
So that was a good grant, and you're happy you made it?
Yes, sir, we sure are.
Okay, Tom, for other people listening to the show today, if they're trying to help some veterans in their community or somewhere around Minnesota, what would you tell them about the process and the good folks at Veterans for Veterans Minnesota?
Well, the first thing I'd tell them is that they are an organization who is sincerely looking to help organizations, even young ones, to get going and fill gaps that are in current services. The VA is doing a great job, but they can't do everything. And so organizations like ourselves need to be out there and operating and filling those gaps, and V4V has a process that's very easy to follow. They were gentle with me. I was very nervous going into that grant proposal, but they were great. And
did you get to go over and present to the board?
I did.
They didn't beat you up there, did they?
They beat me up afterwards.
Afterwards? They made you stay for lunch then.
That's right.
Okay. I've been through that. They're not very hard to deal with. So you'd recommend to anyone that's trying to fill those gaps or do something to help our veterans and their families, get a hold of the Veterans for Veterans and see if you can get some help.
Absolutely.
All right. Last question, Tom. What's in the future for Every Third Saturday?
Well, we have a lot going on. The grant has allowed us to expand our existing space. Now we have a full free store for veterans to come in and get clothing and supplies. This weekend is the third Saturday. We'll have about 60 vets come through. And in the future, we're expanding our programs. We're working on a project where veterans can tell stories through their tattoos. And we're also working on a capital campaign where we are purchasing the building that we're currently renting.
Oh, that'll be good. Tom, do you have a website people can go look at?
Sure. It's www.everythirdsaturday.com.
Everythirdsaturday.com. And are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for donations?
Absolutely. We're looking for both. We can use in-kind donations. We can use financial support. And we love to have volunteers connect with us. And We always have a place to plug them in.
Well, you can put them over at Rick's and have them serving up coffee.
Absolutely. We have a volunteer watching the place right now.
Well, because you're not there.
That's right.
Well, we're glad to have you on the radio. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hank, in the next segment, we're going to talk to Vine Faith in Action and learn a little bit more about what you and your board members have been up to over at Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans. Tom, thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back with my co-host, Hank Stadler. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Well, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we've been talking about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans and some of the organizations they've been helping over the last 10 years. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalitow.
America's women and men in uniform perform their duties with the utmost dignity, honor, and professionalism. Durable and sustainable peace is only possible by the efforts of our armed forces, both past and present, and their families. Our armed forces are also parents, spouses, partners, sons, and daughters. Members of the armed forces are forging a better future for our nation and the world. The freedoms we enjoy today would not be possible without their bravery, pride, courage, and sacrifice. I thank our armed forces for keeping America strong and secure. I wish all of our service members out there a happy Armed Forces Day.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalitow. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. My co-host today has been Hank Stadler, who is on the board of directors of Minnesota's V for V. And Hank, we just heard from the commissioner. You guys get to see him quite often, don't you?
Yes, we do. He's at every meeting, so generally at every meeting, and he's got the final approval of everything we do. So
he kind of sits back, listens, lets you guys do all the work, and after you vote unanimously to do something, you turn to him and say, Commissioner?
That's right.
And he says, let's go.
Yeah, he's been good to us over the years.
Great to work with. Hank, we've had some terrific guests on the show. We had Doug Hughes on talking about the dental clinic out at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and Tom McKenna from Every Third Saturday. And now we're joined by Carol Reese from Vine Faith in Action. Carol, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Carol, can you tell us Vine Faith in Action? What's that all about, and who is it, and when did it start?
Vine started about 23 years ago in Mankato with the intention of neighbors helping serve other neighbors. So we started out placing volunteers with individuals who needed help to stay in their home. We've grown steadily over the years so that we are serving older adults in Nicollet, Blue Earth, and parts of Le Sueur County as well. And we provide wraparound services for them, services, practical things that will help them stay in their homes. Things like raking, lawn mowing, gutter cleaning, friendly visits, hot meals on wheels, medical transportation, all different types of services like that. So last year, we provided caregiving assistance and services to nearly 1,600 people in need.
So your goal is to keep people healthy and comfortable and living in their own home as long as possible, as long as it's safe and reasonable to do so.
That's a really big part of what Vine does. And Vine can't do that alone. We have over 500 trained volunteers in place. So we have a lot of volunteers helping us out in our communities, keeping people safe and keeping people independent as long as possible.
You cover a lot of territory, so you need a lot of volunteers, don't
we
you?
We do. We really do.
So you're providing a great service to some of our elderly. And, of course, the longer they can stay at home, the better they are mentally, physically, everything, because they have some measure of independence.
Absolutely.
You're smiling when I said that.
I am.
I must have hit a chord there. Now, do you have a website?
We do. It's vinevolunteers.com.
And I looked at it this morning. There's a lot of information there, and there's a place there where if you want to volunteer and help that you can do that too.
You certainly can.
Now, do you also do some fundraising so that you can, you must have some costs involved in this?
We do have costs involved in it. And Vine, as I said, has grown a great deal. In addition to the services that we have been providing in the community for 23 years, in 2006, we were asked to take over what was then the Senior Center in Mankato. And so we've expanded a lot of the senior programming. And as you know, we're we're growing. I mean, the aging population is just continuing to increase, and there's no end in sight for that. And so we've been able to provide a lot of programming to help people age well, you know, taking a look at their physical, their mental, and their social well-being. And so we expanded into also doing programming in addition to serving people in their homes. And then we acquired a building from Blue Earth County. I think we will be celebrating 4 years in that, so we just have more space to do all of those things.
So a lot of opportunity to spend some money to help people, and I understand last year you went to Veterans for Veterans of Minnesota and asked for a grant.
We certainly did.
How much did you ask for, and how was the process?
We asked for $20,000. They were very supportive of what we're doing, and we were able to take that money and provide additional enhanced services to our care receivers in the community who are veterans.
So you put that money to good use.
We certainly did.
Hank, did you get reports back? Were you happy with that?
We sure did. And, you know, they covered the areas that we're concerned with, which is health care, social and human services, recreation, and outreach. And so they met every one of our points.
Now, Carol, have you come back to Veterans for Veterans? Are you looking for an additional grant?
We have. We've requested $25,000 this year.
Alex, what are you doing back in this studio?
Well, Tom, with that request, I'm actually here to give Carol the $25,000, which has been awarded by the Veterans for Veterans Board. So we're just so happy and impressed by Vine's work that we're happy to do it again.
So Carol, he busted into the studio here to hand you a check for $25,000.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alex, and thank you to the Veterans for Veterans Trust. We're very honored to be recipients again this year.
Did they surprise you today?
Well, I kind of had a heads up that we might be getting it, but I'm still very ecstatic.
So what are you going to do with this grant?
Well, we're going to continue to expand our programming to veterans. You know, one of the things that we try to do is take a look at the individuals with the most urgent needs. You know, just to tell you a couple of quick stories, I had a situation just a couple weeks ago where I met with somebody in a rural community, and they were they were very socially isolated because of their medical condition. And so with this money, we are able to have the flexibility to offer them some tokens so that they can take rural transit in to meet with another veteran who is a volunteer for us and meet on a regular basis, and that'll really help that person not to be socially isolated. Just one of many stories.
Well, Carol, you look pretty excited about this. You want to give us your website one more time?
Yes, it's vinevolunteers.com.
Hank, you're sitting over there smiling. Oh, are you having fun now?
I love it. Thank you.
Handing out that money.
Yes, sir.
All right, Hank, we're coming down to the end of the show here. One more time, Veterans for Veterans of Minnesota, your purpose, and you've still got some money left to put out some grants.
We do, and we're looking for people like our folks that have been in here today and who've come on. So, yes, sir, we're actively looking and hoping for good candidates for our programs.
So for our listeners all over Minnesota, if you're doing something to help veterans, go to your website. Alex, what's that website again?
It's mnv4v.org.
And there's all kinds of information there on how to approach this and how to put in grants. And Hank, I just want to tell you, you've been a great co-host today. I've enjoyed having you in the studio.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, you guys are doing great work. We want to talk about it. And Alex, we just got about 30 seconds left to process if they want to apply for a grant.
Again, go to mnv4v.org, take the eligibility quiz, and then send me the application.
All right, very good. Carol, appreciate you coming to the office and hope you do some great things with that grant today.
Oh, thank you. We will.
All right. That was Carol Reese and my co-host, Hank Sadler.
Yes.
And, of course, Alec Bacham from U.S. Bank, who takes good care of the board and invests the money and makes sure that you've got plenty of money to hand out, Hank.
That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
Hank.
Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, man. And Carol, been great talking about Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans today. We have a special guest in the studio today, although maybe a reluctant one, but a very important person for Minnesota Military Radio. It's Sergeant Ben that we've talked to about for almost 8 years, actually Sergeant First Class Benjamin Houtkooper, and he's been our military producer for Ben. We've done this for 412 shows now.
Holy cow. How many years?
Who knew 7.5, almost 8 years? Who knew what was going to happen? And that we'd build a network of stations that's up to 55 frequencies all over Minnesota. Did you ever dream we were going to do that, Ben?
Absolutely. That, you know, we would be able to tell these stories, not only tell these stories on radio, but to such a broad audience all across Minnesota. It's just incredible.
And some great partners, because we've got the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Minneapolis VA Hospital, the Commander's Task Force, County Veterans Service Officers, all the veteran service officers from the organizations around the state. We've had over 900 unique guests on the show, Ben.
It's absolutely incredible, and it's, I was just telling them in the other room, you know, it's this show that really shows you how everything in the state, veteran, military, Yellow Ribbon, is interconnected, and how we can, you know, better work together. Like I always like to say, this is one big tent that we're all in.
It is, and there's a lot of people out there that support our military and our veterans and their families, and it's gratifying to tell those stories.
It absolutely is.
Now, in the military, they have a saying that says, next man up, next soldier up. And we're at a place where Sergeant Ben's going to take a little break from Minnesota Military Radio, because he's going to go play soldier with the division, 34th Infantry Division.
Yeah, Red Bulls all the way. Yeah, we're, you know, we had General Correll on the show here about a few months back talking about it. But, you know, 34th Red Bull Infantry Division, we're heading out again. It's been about a decade since we were in Iraq, in Basra. We've got the notification that we're going to head over to Kuwait and help with that mission over there. We got a lot of things on our plate before we do that. There's a lot of preparation, training that goes into that. So we've got a warfighter coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And it's time for me to...
So they're taking you away from the radio show for a while.
Absolutely.
And we're going to introduce over the next couple of weeks some new soldiers that are going to fill in and take the next spot. Because that's how this works, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
But we've got a surprise for our listeners, because you're going to take some equipment with you when you go to Kuwait. And we're going to hear from you.
It's going to be like we're right here in the studio. Yeah, we picked up some gear, so you'll get an update from, you know, all your Minnesota Red Bulls who are deployed overseas over the next year, and we'll definitely keep people connected with our unit, with our service members, keep telling their stories.
So for our loyal listeners, you know that we've been to Kuwait twice and done the show live. We've been out to the Norfolk when they commissioned the USS Minnesota. We've been up to Camp Ripley. We've been. Sergeant Ben has this equipment referred to as Comrex equipment, and you plug it into the internet and plug it into electric, and it's like you're in the next room.
Yep.
And so we'll adjust our recording times a little bit, but we're going to get regular reports from Sergeant Ben from the field.
Absolutely. I'm pretty excited for it, but, you know, I'm also excited about, you know, the folks that are, they're going to be stepping up here in Minnesota. You've got a great team of military broadcasters that are kind of come in and do an even better job than I did.
And you've been training them, and you're still going to be with us the next couple of weeks right through our live Memorial Day show from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on Twin Cities News Talk, a.m. 1130. Ben, we just got about a minute left, but we've talked about this for 8 years. When you deploy, not only do you sacrifice, but your family does too. You're going to leave your wife and boys at home. But I know you, and I know technology. You're going to be in contact with them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Where there's service members, there's usually Skype or, you know, FaceTime. So that's the nice thing about going to a place that's a little bit more set up. You know, like Kuwait is, and we have pretty good connectivity. So I'm sure I'll be calling home, and all of us will be calling home, keeping connected with the family, with the community, and
you've been there before. You know how to do this.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
Well, we're thrilled that we're going to be able to get regular visits from you at least once a month with a couple interviews, and you're going to tune us in the Comrex, and we'll be able to say, hi, Ben, how you doing?
Yeah.
So our listeners will be able to hear from Sergeant Ben, even though he's deployed. And, Ben, I wish you a really good, safe trip, and Godspeed, and get home quick.
Will do. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for joining us today, and you've got about 10 seconds. Final thoughts for the listeners?
It's an incredible show. I hope you like it. And, you know, if you have any ideas for new segments, don't be afraid to reach out.
Thanks, Sergeant Ben. We have one mention today. Twin Cities PBS will host The Wall That Heals at the Minnesota State Capitol from June 21st to 24th, along with many events to honor Vietnam War veterans. It will be an all-hands-on-deck affair, so TPT is looking for volunteers to staff the activities. Learn more about the opportunities and events at mnvietnam.org/wall. That's mnvietnam.org/wall. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Alex Bauckham and Hank Sadler from Minnesota's Veterans for Veterans, Doug Hughes, Tom McKenna, Carol Reese, Sergeant Ben Houtkooper, Commissioner Larry Shelladoe from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network and recreation therapy with the Minneapolis VA Hospital. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.